My friend was taken aback by her words. "Don't say that," he protested, in defense of the daughter. The girl spoke up for the first time. "Oh, it's okay. It's true." In that brief exchange over a photograph, there also appeared to be a snapshot of a life. One of wretched self-esteem for the girl and its apparent maternal origins. Instead of helping to encourage and nurture her child at all times, as we would hope, the mother, it would certainly seem, is instead helping to perpetuate a crippling lack of self-belief. The damning word in the mother's remark is always, because always tells us there is a pattern, a story at work, and stories affect us deeply. When I perform my day job as a kind of magician, I work with people's capacity to fool themselves with stories. A good magic trick forces the spectator to tell a story that arrives at an impossible conclusion, and the clearer the story is, the better. Normally, everything you need to solve the puzzle happens right in front of you, but you are made to care only about the parts that the magician wants you to. When you join up those dots so misleadingly and provocatively arranged,